Hey, Don, have you seen the recycling bin? I was trying to throw out my yogurt container and couldn't find it.
It's in my car, Yael. I was planning on taking it home and filling it with waxworms.
I hope there's a good reason for this other than just your liking waxworms.
Don't worry, there is. It starts with a scientist in Spain who noticed that waxworms could chew through a plastic bag. To check if they were actually digesting the plastic, she made a paste out of the waxworms that she then spread over some polyethylene, one of the world's most common plastics. A half day later, about 13% of the plastic had disappeared. A team then checked the chemical composition of the plastic and found that the polyethylene had turned into ethylene glycol, which means the plastic really had been broken down.
In only a half day? I know scientists have found bacteria and fungi that can also break down plastic, but it usually takes them weeks or even months to do it.
The reason waxworms might be so efficient is because they're already doing something similar. They've evolved to eat and digest beeswax, which has tough chemical bonds like plastic does.
So you think waxworms could help the world's plastic problem?
Well, scientists see more promise in the enzyme waxworms use to break down the polyethylene than the waxworms themselves. They just have to figure out what that enzyme is. It's hard to imagine a practical way to control an army of waxworms set loose in a landfill.
Or in our recycling bins.
Good point.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.